coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 135 of our virtual tailgate party as we blast the show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. We've got a great show for you. Jeff Krinsman is going to be stopping by to give us his NHL playoff prognostication. So we're always happy to have Mr. Krinsman in and always look forward to his insightful knowledge and expertise in the world of NHL. We'll have him after the first break. I want to start the show by thanking one of our sponsors. We've got great sponsors that help keep this show free every week. But let's talk about Blue Apron. Blue Apron is an amazing company. My family and I have enjoyed cooking as a family for the first time. And it's all because of Blue Apron. When the big box shows up at the house, everything's packed. All of the ingredients are exactly like you want them. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time figuring it out because they give you some great instructions with pictures, which is helpful for me. And it allows us to create some amazing meals as a family. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, and it's important to know where your food comes from. And thankfully, you know, for our family, I've got a big family. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers delicious quality foods courtesy of over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. right to your door, supporting a more sustainable food system and setting the highest standards for ingredients. So I know as members of the Tailgate Nation, you enjoy cooking as much as I do, but this takes all the guesswork out of it. And listen to the menu for the month of April. These are some amazing meals that I've had myself. Spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salata. Sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice. Parmesan crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli. Baby broccoli and Fontana paninis with hard-boiled egg and arugula salad. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/tailgate. That's blueapron.com/tailgate. You'll love how it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/tailgate. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Jeff Krinsman, and we're going to talk some NHL playoff hockey. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here, and I've got one of my favorite guests. I think he's been on the show more times than anybody else because he brings a wealth of knowledge in a number of different areas. Welcome in the president of the Barbecue Cleaner, bbqcleaner.com, Mr. Jeffrey Krinsman.
How are you, John? Good day.
So are you ready to jump right in and let us know and let the Tailgate Nation know what you think is going to happen in the 2017 NHL playoffs?
Let's go for it.
Awesome.
Be fun.
Let's start off with the Eastern Conference. And, you know, one of the marquee matchups is an original six matchup with the Rangers and the Canadiens. Who do you think makes it through to round two? I think this is fascinating.
Yeah, you started with one of the tough questions. Thanks, John, for that. So this is an intriguing matchup. Obviously, two original six teams, a lot of history here. You know, the Canadiens were the top seed in the Atlantic Division, and the Rangers were the top wild card. So two very good teams, but they both have a lot of issues. You know, the Rangers have had defensive issues all year. Henrik Lundqvist, their goalie, who, you know, obviously their hopes rest with, has not had his best year. So there's some issues with the Rangers there. The Canadians have some injury issues. Shea Weber's been banged up the last couple weeks. There's been, you know, some inconsistent play through the season, although they've kind of turned it around lately. I think in the end of the day here, the Canadians will get out. I think it's a long series. I think it's a six or seven game series for sure. But I just think the Canadians get out of it. The other reason, and I'm sure your listeners remember this, 3 years ago when the Rangers and Canadians in 2014 met in the Eastern Conference Finals, Chris Kreider, one of the forwards on the Rangers, injured Carey Price in Game 1. And I think this is an opportunity for Carey Price to come and get some redemption and really play with a chip on his shoulder. So I think they'll get past the Rangers, but I think it will be close. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Rangers got through this series. This is a very tight series, but I think in the end, it'll be the Canadians in 7.
Sticking with the Eastern Conference, I'm looking at Pittsburgh and Columbus, and that looks like a physical contest and series. What would you agree with that?
Yeah. There's not a lot of love lost in that series. Now, the two coaches, John Tortorella of the Columbus Blue Jackets, who's done a great job, his old assistant coach, actually when he was with the Rangers and the Canucks, is the head coach of the Penguins, Mike Sullivan. So they know each other well. They've played a lot of physical, kind of chippy games. Brandon Dubinsky of the Blue Jackets has a kind of long-running history with Sidney Crosby of the Penguins. So this certainly has all the makings of a real kind of physical, dirty, old-style hockey series. You know, I would have told you that the Penguins would get through it, and then about a week ago they lost one of their top defensemen, if not their top defenseman, Chris Letang, for the series and the playoffs, really. So, again, this is a long series. I'd love to pick Columbus, and I'd love to see Columbus win, but there's just something about the Penguins that I just can't pick against the team with Columbus that hasn't really had playoff experience. So I'm going to go to the Penguins in 6 in the series.
Penguins in 6 in a slobber knocker, as one of the podcasters that I listen to says. That's his Oklahoma term for a knockdown dragout. So that sounds like it's going to be a very physical series indeed. Sticking again with the Eastern Conference, now, does Washington dispose of Toronto as easily as it looks on paper?
Yes, they do. You know, Toronto's a great story. It's a complete rebuild starting 2 years ago. You know, they brought in Lou Lamoriello. They brought in Mike Babcock to coach the team and really kind of rebuild them. They're ahead of where they should have been, where they thought they would be after 2 years, but they're just not that far yet, and they're not ready to compete with probably the best team in the NHL in the Capitals. So I don't think this is a long series at all. I'm going to say the Capitals in 5. But if you're a Toronto fan, you know, with players like Austin Matthews and Kadri the year he had, their future is very bright. I mean, you've got a lot of reason to be optimistic if you're a Maple Leaf fan.
And finally, staying in the East, Boston-Ottawa. Who comes out of that one?
You know what? That's a very defensive style matchup. You've got Ottawa, who really for the last 10 years, their identity has always been kind of defense first. And Boston hasn't really had a great offensive year, aside from maybe Brad Marchand, one of their forwards. I like Boston in this series. I think Boston just has a lot more experience. And I think Tuukka Rask has been playing very well the last couple months, and they responded to a coaching change about 3 months ago as well. So I'm going to go with the Bruins in 6 in that one.
Let's move over to the Western Conference. Is there any chance in the world that Nashville can pull the stunner and beat the Hawks? Any whatsoever?
No, there's not. The Blackhawks are very good, and they will get past the Predators. This will not be a long series. I want to give the Predators 6 games, but there's a part of me that thinks the series is over in 5. So, no, there's not. The Blackhawks will advance on the round 2.
Wow, that was the most definitive answer of the bunch so far. Okay, so Nashville fans, don't give up hope, even though Mr. Krentzman is right about 99.94% of the time. But hang in there. That's why they play the games. So moving on, are the Wild and the Blues, you know, they're so familiar with each other. Who in the world's going to get through the next round in that series?
Yeah, that's a really interesting matchup. You have the coach of the Blues and Mike Yao, who was the coach of the Wild for years. So he came over to St. Louis, really trying to become the head coach starting next year. Well, things didn't go well. They made him the head coach in the middle of this year, and they've been playing better. And then you have the Wild, who had a very good season. They had Bruce Boudreau. They brought him in, who is a tremendous regular season coach, but has really had an incredible amount of failure in the postseason. So one of these two teams have to get through here, obviously. And I'm going to go with Minnesota. I just think that for some reason, the Blues will get through. I'm sorry, the Wilds are going to get through this series. This is a 7-game series, I think, either way, and I think it's going to be very, very close. But I am going to go with the Wild and home ice advantage here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you before I go on to the next question, how important is home ice advantage? You know, in some sports, it gives a tremendous amount of advantage and some it doesn't. Like in baseball, I don't know that it has a whole lot of – so in the NHL, how important is that, especially in the playoffs?
I think it's important, but I don't think it's a necessity. I mean, you can look at certain teams this year. The Rangers, for example, we were talking about a couple of minutes ago, were a far better road team than they were in a home team. So it's not a necessity, and I feel like every year we see teams in the playoffs, if not more than once, go on the road and win a decisive Game 7 on the road. So I don't think it's imperative to have to get through, but I think any team would rather have it in their back pocket than not.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, let's stick with the West, and can the young and exciting Edmonton Oilers get through San Jose and the Sharks in advance?
Yes, they can. Edmonton is a great story. Connor McDavid has really been almost as good as advertised after 2 years. I think they will, and I think the Sharks are kind of in a little bit of a hangover from going all the way to the finals last year, and they have not played well lately, the Sharks. So I am going to say yes. I'm going to say the Oilers will kind of get this little magic ride going that they've got and get on to round two. And they are a very fun team to watch. I know their games are on late if you're on the East Coast. But, you know, they are quick, they're fast, and they've got Cam Talbot in goal. They're a really fun team to watch, and I think they will get through San Jose and get on the round.
And finally, in the West, with all the struggles the Ducks have had, let me rephrase that one. So sticking with the West, finally, with all the struggles the Ducks have had, come playoff time, will the Flames give them a similar fit?
They will, but they won't give them enough of a fit to get on the round two. The Ducks will advance. The Ducks are, that's where Bruce Boudreau just came from. So we talked about a great regular season coach going into the playoffs and not being successful. That has been the Ducks' mantra the last couple of years, too. Well, now they brought back an old coach in Randy Carlyle. Had a good year. They're a pretty complete team, too. And they have not really had playoff success. Well, now with Carlyle back, I think they will. And I will think they will get past the Flames. The Flames are similar to the Oilers in the sense they're a very young, up-and-coming team and exciting. And you notice, and I'm sure your listeners have noticed, there's a lot of Canadian teams in the playoffs this year, which is kind of good as well. It makes it exciting. But I don't think the Flames will get through the Ducks in round one. I think the Ducks will win this series in six at most, maybe even five.
I have a couple of final questions for you. If you look across the NHL, what player in the entire league has had the most pressure on him and has either delivered or not delivered in your mind?
Oh, I think this is an easy one. Alexander Ovechkin of the Capitals. I mean, here's a guy who's been a phenomenal player, top-tier elite player for so long, and he cannot get out of the second round. He's never gotten out of the second round, which is mind-boggling. Doesn't make any sense. So there's a lot of pressure on him to win the Cup, let alone get past the second round. He in Washington, this is probably the best team they've had. Oshie, they traded for Shattenkirk in the middle of the year. On defense, Holtby has had another good year. I think, Pittsburgh's a little banged up, as we talked about with Letang. I mean, if it's going to ever happen for this guy, it kind of has to be now. So I think the pressure on Ovechkin is great, or else he's really going to possibly be one of these players like Dan Marino in the NFL, who goes down as an all-time great player without a championship ring on their finger. So there's a lot of pressure on Ovechkin right now.
Wrapping up, I've got to go the full distance here. So who comes out of the East, ultimately? Who comes out of the West? And who at the end of the season is going to hoist that beautiful Stanley Cup trophy at the end of the year?
All right, let's start with the East. It's hard to pick against Washington just because if it doesn't happen for them now, it's just never going to happen. They are as loaded as they've been. Ovechkin has to get it done now. I'm going to say Washington comes out of the East. Finally, not only do they get through the second round, but they're going to come out of the Eastern Conference. In the West, I like Chicago. It kind of seems like they've been to the Cup every other year or every third year, so they're due. They haven't been. They've played well, and I just think at the end of the day, experience matters. You know, you still got a lot of guys there that have won the Cup, and their coach, Joe Quenneville, is great. So I'm going to say that the Hawks come out of the West. So then in our Stanley Cup final this year, which would be a very exciting one if it happened, you'd get the Capitals versus the Blackhawks. I am going to say that the Capitals finally hoist the Stanley Cup in a seven-game series because it's never easy for the Capitals. And why would they make it easy on the final step? And I'm going to say that they beat the Blackhawks in seven and bring the Stanley Cup to the nation's capital.
The Washington Caps are going to hoist the trophy at the end of the season, according to our NHL expert, Jeff Krinsman. Any final words on this season? Have you enjoyed this NHL season, by the way? Has this been an enjoy? I know there have been some new rules. There's, you know, in the last few years, it's become a much more open game, it seems like. And I'm certainly not the expert you are, but give me your final thoughts on the regular season and where you rank that as from an experience that you enjoyed versus one that still needs some tweaking.
You know, it's been a fun season. I mean, you've had a lot of really good teams, the Eastern Conference in particular, the Metropolitan Division with the Capitals, Blue Jackets, Penguins, and Rangers have all been really good. You know, the Western Conference, same type of thing. I mean, you kind of are starting to see the same teams the last couple of years excel. You know, the Blues have gotten there again. The Hawks have gotten there. The Predators have made it again. The Ducks, the Sharks. It's been a good season, very exciting, but there's nothing like playoff hockey, and I'm sure everybody's excited as I am to kind of get the puck dropped and let the excitement begin, because there's nothing like playoff hockey.
Thank you for coming in and giving the Tailgate Nation your expert opinion, your prognostication, and I know that it's going to be an exciting playoff season. You know, it's like everyone starts again. It's everyone starts 0-0, and anything can happen. But if the regular season plays out as it should and the playoffs come to fruition, we're going to see the Washington Caps hoisting that Stanley Cup trophy. So I want to thank you for coming in. And how can people find out more about you and what you're doing in your world?
I mean, things continue to go great at the Barbecue Cleaner. You know, if they're interested in one of my other things in my life other than watching hockey and all that good stuff, you know, you can definitely check out thebbqcleaner.com. We always have a lot of locations opening up every single month. We continue to grow, and we continue to see people have a lot of success with it nationwide. So you certainly can read about a lot of it on that website.
Fantastic. Jeff Krinsman, thank you for coming in, and we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Hey, Tailgate Nation, we love having great advertisers support our show. But in order to continue to do that, we need your help. So please go to podsurvey.com/tailgate and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you just a little better. That way we can show our advertisers just how great our listeners are. Even if you've taken our show's podcast listener survey before, the new one's new and different, so I'd really like you to take it all over again. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Again, that's podsurvey.com/tailgate. Thanks for your help.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank our very special guest, Jeff Krinsman, for coming in and giving us some insight. And I'm sure you're all going to take that information, go to your bookie, and win lots of money. Although we don't endorse that here at Tailgate Radio, but again, Jeff's a great guest and knows a lot about hockey, and we wish him the very best. You can check out his business at thebbqcleaner.com. And also want to thank the good folks over at Blue Apron. They have been a great sponsor, and we appreciate all they've done for this show. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media, as we've been saying for many decades now, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down.